This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With the coronavirus pandemic in its most dangerous wave yet, President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil his plan for breaking COVID-19's grip on America, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It centers on a mass vaccination campaign.
Getting vaccine in people's arms.
The plan is to work more closely with state and local governments to do that. While Biden got his second of two doses Monday, only about 10 million Americans have received their first dose. Biden will also call for Americans to set aside any pandemic fatigue and recommit to masks and social distancing. He'll take office next Wednesday, exactly a year after the nation's first confirmed COVID-19 case. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ahead of next week's inauguration, states are lending National Guard troops to Washington and preparing for armed protests at home. AP's Jennifer King reports.
As National Guard troops sleep on the floor of the Capitol in Washington, D.C., other states are preparing for possible unrest.
All 50 capitals in this country are potentially under attack.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and other officials say they're prepared.
If you're planning to come here or up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home.
The FBI is setting up a command post in Portland, Oregon, which has been a hotbed for demonstrations. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is closing the State House starting on Sunday and calling in the Ohio National Guard to back up law enforcement in Columbus.
Violence will not be tolerated.
I'm Jennifer King.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading Thursday in negative territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.